By the way, you can post your comments to Getter at Steve Gruber, Facebook, The Steve Gruber Show, or on Twitter at Steve Gruber Show. You can find me. Stop Crying wrote this. 2 years of lockdowns and 24/7 hate spewing social media, one of the problems. Children should not be on social media having their minds filled with hate. It's time to hold them accountable. Melissa writes, I truly believe the death penalty will deter these kinds of criminals. Am I wrong? I'm not sure about that. The Common Sense Hotline is 877-310-9966, 877-310-9966. It's been a while since we did this. Jeff is in the state of Kansas today. Jeff, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Steve. Thanks for taking my call.
What are your thoughts?
My comment is that I don't think the Democrats are worried about children whatsoever. All this is an event to get them to go against their political opponent. If they were worried about children, then why abortion? Why are they so for abortion? At what point are they worried about children? If you can make it off the birthing table, then they'll protect you. But if it doesn't make sense to me.
That's not clear either, if that part's true. You know, they're radical ideas. I don't know if there's any bounds to it. If they cared about children, some of these tens of billions of dollars we're sending to Ukraine or wherever else we send this money would be used to train and place officers in the schools of America. Jeff, I really believe that.
Well, that's absolutely right. They right away go after the gun control rather than how to protect children. They're not worried about them whatsoever.
No, they want to disarm you, Jeff. They want to disarm you. You're a danger to America. You're some radical. You're the domestic terrorist, Jeff. That's what they go to, which is nauseating. Well, Jeff, thank you for calling in. Greatly appreciate it. I got to move down now to Rick, not too far away in the center of this country in Iowa. Rick, how are you?
Morning, Steve. Watch every morning. Great show.
Thank you. What are your thoughts?
I mean, this has to start in the family. I don't understand. There had to be so many warning signs of someone crazy like this that it wasn't caught and the right steps weren't taken to prevent, at least try to prevent what happened.
We have got to find a way to stop this from happening. Hardening the perimeter, yes, making ingress and egress harder and more difficult. You can't just walk in any door. School doors must be locked. I know that some schools have these steel bars that they step on that close the doors so shooters can't get in. We've got the opportunity to take retired military and law enforcement or teachers and get them trained. We can do all of these things, and yet we do none of those things, and we send $54 billion to Ukraine. It's an easy target. That's why I keep pointing it out. $54 billion to Ukraine. How many police officers and retired military would that buy in America today? How many schools could be protected today with the money that we sent to Europe to defend them and their borders? Again, 877-310-9966. Because, America, it matters to me what you think. It matters what they think in Detroit and Ohio and Kansas and Iowa. It matters in all of these places. And it matters in Nashville, Tennessee, where we get Francis on the line. Francis, what are your thoughts?
Yes, sir.
What are your thoughts? Tell me what you think about this. Where do we start to fix this problem?
I agree with you. I think we need to start putting cops in our schools to protect our children. If not, our parents are going to have to stand up and do it ourselves.
Well, parents, I'd be all right with parents that were properly trained, or school teachers, or anybody for that matter. Or anybody.
Anyone.
That's
exactly.
Right.
Exactly. Anyone.
Somebody has to stand up and do it. We've got the money. We've got the resources. This is the United States of America. We can do some things around here. We can protect our schools. We can secure our border. We can bring the price of gas down. There are things we can do without just pointing the finger at other people. Francis, thank you for checking in. Rick is on the line in Houston now.
Rick, hey, good morning.
Welcome to the program. What are your thoughts?
Hey, I'm glad to be on. No, I've got an idea. Let everybody arm up with a pistol. Make sure they go through a class where they can shoot a target. I know an 86-year-old woman that had a six-shot pistol. She could shoot a target at 30 yards. But she never was afraid to live in her home. But I'm just saying, you know, I ain't talking about long rifles or anything like that or military guns. But, you know, at one time, everybody in this country used to carry a pistol. And we never had much crime. But you get these woke people in offices that want to talk all this hate shit stuff. You know, it's not getting us nowhere. But if they'd make it legal for everybody to carry a pistol and make sure they go through a class so they know how to shoot a target, maybe things will change a little bit.
Rick, I appreciate you checking in. Thank you so much. America believes in defending itself, not stripping the constitutional rights of its citizens. America believes in accountability and self-reliance. But I'm going to go back to Krista in Ohio. She is the one that said, more time spent teaching pronouns than safety. We'll get one more in Ohio here. Cleo is in Ohio real quickly. Cleo, how are you? What's on your mind? We've got about 30 seconds. Tell me what you think.
I think basically when they took out the prayer, moment of silence, and stuff like that out of the schools, teaching all this separation and stuff like that as far as division from the Democratic Party. Whatever gun control they try to put in there, it's not going to stop anything. All it's going to do is just disarm you, citizen. Hey, I'm a felon. I don't have a gun because I don't need one.
Yeah, but disarming me is not going to make the country a better place. Cleo, thank you for checking. I'm up against a break. Disarming me does not make America a safer place. Does not make the local school safer. Your focus is all wrong if you think it does. Back in a moment.
Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
We represent the bakers, auto repair shops, manufacturers, small business owners. Our job is to help businesses succeed by giving them a voice against restrictive regulations and overreaching government. Our commitment is to create and promote good public policy that will restore a strong, healthy economy. Our focus is being your champion for free enterprise. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.